Now, one last comment on this whole issue of interruptions, procrastination, email, voicemail, the things that are coming in, and then we'll wrap up the day. And it is this. Everything we've talked about so far today, with the time matrix and focusing on Q2, values, goals, roles, weekly planning, daily planning, that whole process and doing that. Having a good prioritized daily task list that started with good weekly planning that came from all of that great information. When you're doing that well, when you're confident as you look at your task list for today that it really represents highest priorities, as soon as you feel good about that, your confidence in handling these four things will increase dramatically. Why? Because you now have a reference, a point of reference, before you tackle email or voicemail or handle interruptions or even your willingness to procrastinate changes when your plan is good. When you like the plan because it represents highest priorities, your confidence to handle these other things changes for the better. You'll do things differently because of the planning you've done. So even though we talked about most of these in reference to some of our thinking prior to today, I will tell you that if you'll do everything else we've discussed today, you're going to change your approach to these things in a much more proactive way. So with that in mind, let's revisit the day. Our roadmap today, we said the first thing we were going to deal with was a way of thinking about time. And the way of thinking was around quadrant 2. Those things that are important but not urgent. And spending more time there, and in so doing, allowing us to be more focused on highest priority things, both professionally and personally. Once we have that way of thinking, we need a process to get there. And at that point, we went through the productivity pyramid. Identifying values, set goals, plan weekly, plan daily. And then, of course, we talked about the tools and systems and integrating those and having a mobile component to those to make them work. Ari Kiev, in a book called A Strategy for Daily Living, said this: "A successful life does not result from chance, nor is it determined by fate or good fortune, but rather through a succession of successful days." See, it is one day at a time, and you have the tools and the skills. The things that we talked about today will help you create a succession of successful days, but again, you know, it's whether or not you're willing to do it. There is an ancient writing that says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Does anyone in here know who Florence Chadwick is? She is a long-distance swimmer, the first woman to swim the English Channel. Following that, she was going to swim from the coast of California to Catalina Island, which is a 26-mile swim. She trained for it on the day of the swim. It was very cold, the surf was very rough, and it was very foggy. But it was the appointed day. So off she went. Her coach and her mother were in the pace boat next to her. After swimming for hours and fighting the surf and the current and the waves and the cold, she turned to her coach and said, "I can't go any further. Pull me in the boat." He said, "Are you hurt?" She said, "No." And he said, "Well, you don't know this, but your stroke is still really strong. Let's keep going." She did. And once again for hours fought the current and the cold. Finally, she said, "I'm exhausted. I can't go any further. Pull me in the boat." After some discussion, they finally did pull her in the boat. And as the boat was departing, the fog lifted, and there, just a half mile away, was Catalina Island. She said, "Oh, if I could have seen it, I could have made it." But you see, the vision got fogged over. Now, it's my promise to you that if you will do the things we talked about today, clarify values, set goals, look at your roles, get into a very good habit of weekly and daily planning, what happens in the chaos of every day is you start to clear the fog. And when the fog lifts, you will find in some of those areas of your life, some of the most important areas of your life, you are just less than a half mile away and you don't know it. But I can promise you that you can achieve it if you'll clear the fog by doing those things. These are things that are in your control. We've given you the skills and the tool now to make that happen, and it's something you can go out and do. Others have done it. Others will continue to do it. Why not you? Good luck. I know you can do this. I look forward to hearing from you in 21 days. Thank you.
I hope you've gotten a taste of how powerful these proven principles can be when you implement them on a consistent basis. Making small improvements and taking steps toward finding your personal and professional focus will ultimately enable you to achieve your highest priorities. And you know, when you do that, you will experience much higher productivity. You will experience a sense of balance and a peace of mind that you didn't have before. I can only wish you the best in your endeavors, and I thank you so much for listening. But just remember, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
Thank you for listening to Focus Achieving Your Highest Priorities with Stephen R. Covey and Steve Jones. The fourth CD is a resource CD-ROM for your computer with great tools and teaching wizards to help you identify your values and mission, as well as how to set and track long and short-term goals. It includes a 30-day trial of Franklin Covey's Plan Plus for Microsoft Outlook and two screensavers with inspirational quotes. To attend a Focus workshop or to learn more about Franklin Covey training and products, please call toll-free 888-702-1776 and mention priority code CRT0028 or visit our website at www.franklincovey.com. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks again for listening.